Hello. It's Madge Weinstein sounding terrible. This is Madge Weinstein, and you're listening to Yeast Radio. Yeast Radio. New radio for the 90s. Oh, I'm sore throated again. I had the crappiest day for a change. I didn't ride my bicycle to work today because, and yes, I do ride a bicycle to work, all right, so get over it. And no, I don't wear a skirt when I ride my bicycle. Well, sometimes I do, and I do have a lady's bicycle, and I know how to put my hand down in front of my vagina to hold the skirt down. So don't think I'm some kind of a loosey-goosey, because I'm not, except for Gussie Iskowitz, of course. Now, so I took the bus because I'm used to Florida, and I was a little too shocked to have to ride my bicycle for 30 minutes to the record label in 32 degrees. So I took the taxi because I also had a meeting that I had to get to at 9:30. As usual, I was late, so I was on the conference call on the T-Mobile phone from the taxi, and the taxi's yelling at me. I don't know where I'm going. The usual business for me, because I'm a busy double zero kind of gal. Double zero meaning the O's. Let me take these headphones off. It's just hopeless with this goddamn echo. There we go. Anyway. Oh, I need a drink of water. This weather in Chicago sucks ass. Let me tell you, it really does. I can't take much more of this shit. Soon I'm going to move to Boca forever. But then there's Gussie. Anyway, I can't think about it. I needed my water and my espresso with the non-dairy creamer that has partially hydrogenated soybean oil and will kill me soon. Hold on, I'm going to drink some water. You can listen. Now, this morning, I have to apologize to you, gentle audience, because I had intended to make a duty while podcasting, but unfortunately, I didn't have to evacuate until I was really too late to get to work. So I'm sorry, but I can't duty. Now, what I can do is run a bath for you, and maybe you'd get a little turns on listening to me take a bath. But, yeah, so that's neither here nor there. So I take the bus home. Now I have to get home, using two buses. I take the 146, no, I'm sorry, I take the such and such bus. I'm not going to tell because I don't want my fans bombarding me, crowding me in with the paparazzi after I get out of the label. And it's rather a secluded location, so when the girls come, people don't freak out. Oh, the water's good today. So I get on the bus, and I take the bus. You know, I didn't wait too long to take the bus to the stop where I transfer to the train. And when I go to the transfer to the train, I'm waiting there 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and then 30 minutes. Nothing, no buses. And the transfer usually comes right away. So I'm thinking, what the Christ is going on here? And then a couple of ladies are standing next to me, and I says to them, you know, what they're doing is these bus drivers are back at the garage having coffee, and they're not paying any attention to us. So what'll happen is you see a whole bunch of buses come at the same time. I tell them, I says, look, I figured these people out, so they don't like me. You watch. So sure enough, a bus comes, and it says, out of service. And it drops some people off and goes whizzing by. And I knew that it was the 146. But sometimes what they do is they put on the goddamn not in service sign because they're late. So they'll sit at the garage yapping with each other about God knows what. I don't know what they talk about. Probably terrible things about me and how fat I am. But So then that bus leaves, and I'm like, oh, God. And I told the ladies, I said, look, I bet you that was a 146, but the one's running late. So what they do is they go express and skip all the stops before they get downtown where the supervisors are watching them. I know this is what they do. And I've gotten so many fights with these people. And so and this is the other thing. The CTA plays this recording. That's Chicago Transit Authority for you people that don't live in America, you lucky bastards. This is a horrible country, I got to tell you. Just terrible. Terrible place to live these days. Used to be nice when you can get a blowjob in the White House, but now it's just for shit with these crazy retards running the place. Yeah, retards. And I know that some of you are from Europe, because chances are if you're an Americunt, unless you are very stupid, you're not listening to this show. So, but Europeans, I understand, will be listening to this more. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so I go to this, wouldn't you know it, so the bus leaves, and I'm waiting, it's cold, blah, 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 and then another bus comes, it says 146 on a piece of paper in the window. And so this nice lady who was standing next to me, she goes, oh, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to Foster and Winona. And she said, oh, you're not a 146? She goes, I'm going to Foster and Winona, dear. I said, excuse me, but your bus says 146. She said to me, I don't care what the sign says, ma'am. The bus is going to Foster and Winona, dear. I said, don't you call me dear. Let me see your badge number. I'm going to report you. And she didn't care, because whenever I call to report these people, it's always the same idiot on the phone. Oh, I'm so sorry. You had a terrible time, Mrs. Weinstein. I'm so sorry. It won't happen again. I'll report it. So I give him the badge number, and he says, oh, did you get the bus number? I said, no, I only got the badge number. But you see, last time I got the bus number and not the badge number. And they always say, well, you don't have the bus number. There's not only so much I can do. So, or they'll say, you know, the opposite. So they just suck, basically. So I'm going to write a letter to the senator, Dick Durbin, the incoming senator, Barack Obama, who is too Christian to like lesbians, and Jan Schakowsky, congresswoman, and of course my dear friend Sarah Feigenholz, and a couple other people. And I'm going to say, look, I know that you're cutting funding for the Chicago Transit Authority, and although I am a CTA bus rider, I say thank you for taking the funding away from these people, because they get $50,000 a year to tell people sarcastically, this ain't my route, dear. You know what I'm saying? So here's the deal. The deal is Madge Weinstein is once again going to have to hire a car, because although it's much more expensive, and then I have to deal with all the chazerai with the car and the driver and the eavesdropping and the People magazine business, it's worth it. I cannot subject myself to being harassed by these terribly mean, angry women with big, fat asses filled with chicken grease and terrible, terrible weaves from the dollar store. I can't take it, gentle audience. I simply can't take it. And I would rather see the CTA shut down than put up with this crap anymore. I will go out of my way to make sure that they lose funding. I will do it the Madge Weinstein way, and I will publicly humiliate the Chicago Transit Authority. Because those people are just rude. I cannot even tell you how many times I've been treated horribly by these people because, and I'm sorry, gentle audience, if you're not from Chicago, but just let this be a lesson to you and your municipality. Do not let your city bus drivers into your house for coffee, because they'll be rude to you. They'll say, thanks, dear. Now, where's my check? It's Christmas. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we're done with that. That's that. Chicago's Transit Authority can go fuck itself. I'm going to write everyone, the mayor and everyone else, and say, please, I'm glad that you're taking the funding away. I'm glad you're giving the money to the suburbs so that they can cart away around fat rich people to their jobs. You know, because I really don't care. I used to care. I used to consider myself a socialist, but then Bush won for the second time, And I said, you know what? These fucking retards are hopeless. And I've gone off about this a million times. But these fucking retards are hopeless. So I gave up. I gave up, and it's been bliss ever since, to tell you the God's honest truth. Bliss. Powerlessness is bliss. I have to tell you, and that's not my 12-step Weight Watchers Anonymous talking. That's for real. That's Madge Weinstein talking to you. So I'm standing here in my living room talking. I don't know why. I don't know why I do this, and I don't know why I'm so obsessed to do this. But as soon as I found out about this podcasting business, I got a tingle and a quiver. Because, you see, I used to be a disc jockey in high school and in college. And some of my colleagues became very, high school colleagues, mind you, became very famous people on the radio. And then I'm just sitting here in the back of the record label, getting eaten out by 18-year-old teenagers who, you know, who'll do anything to be famous for 10 seconds. So I wanted to talk about my job today at the label. You know, I work for a very progressive firm, and they have this program, and it's sort of designed to keep employees healthy and happy. Believe it or not, there are companies that will do this, and I am fortunate enough to work for one. So I went to the orientation, because if you join this special program called HealthWorks, they give you discounts on all kinds of services. You get a health club membership at a full service facility where I can see all kinds of people naked, especially old Korean women with bathing caps and jacuzzis, and I can see them naked and watch them spit in the shower. Which, if you, I don't know if you've hung out with too many Korean people, but if they're old, they spit everywhere in the shower. I can't explain this, and I don't want to go there, but even though I did. So I go there. I go to the, I don't know what the fuck. Oh, yeah, so I go to the orientation, and then there's this doctor, this Filipino doctor, and he's the big heart specialist. Oh, Mr. Heart Specialist, who goes around telling people they're going to die because they're too fat. And they gave me a printout of all of my, what they did is they did a blood test, and this is all free. So the idea is just they keep you healthy. You get a discount on your heart, health insurance. You make everything better and all this bullshit. You know what I'm talking about. Basically, they do it so they can get some press. Look at what this place is doing for their employees. Aren't they wonderful? Now buy their records. Eat out their pizzas. Anyway, so they hand me a sheet of paper, which is the result of my physical, my lab tests, all that we had to do, these strenuous physical exercises. I had to do sit-ups for the first time in a decade. We had to see how far you could stretch and this and that and pull and twist and blood. And blood pressure. And, you know, so I take this piece of paper. And you know what it says in big black bold letters? It says, overweight. And I was mortified. I was overweight. And you know what else? Half the room was obese. And I felt like I was the thin one. Because I was only overweight. And everyone else in the goddamn room was obese. It was bizarre, you know. So then the man's telling us, you got to do this, you got to do this. You know what he told us? He said, if you die before the age of 80, it's your own fault. Because natural causes don't kill you before you're 80. You kill you. And he talked about heart disease and how that it kills everyone. And how it's terrible, terrible, and all the plaque. And how if you have plaque in your body and you're young, then it's actually worse for you than when you're old. Because when you're old, it's hard. And then you die, you die, you die, you die. And it was so depressing that all I could do afterwards was go and stuff my face with cheesecake, tiramisu, a whole lot of chocolate candies. What else? Fudge. Oh, this delicious homemade fudge. Because, you see, we had all these leftovers from the Christmas party. And I can't believe I'm still talking to you. I find the concept of talking to people in a room by myself quite interesting, even though there are probably about as many people listening to this as there are in my room. I don't know if this cordless microphone works when I go into into my bedroom and pet the dog. Let's see. I don't know. I'm going to go into the bedroom, and I'm going to hurry and quick back and look, see how the graphs changed. Oh, I'm so sorry, gentle audience. I've belched. Okay, so far, the little... What do you call those squiggly lines that change when you talk? Waves or something like that. They're called lines? I don't know what they're called. They're called things. Oh, here's my little dog asleep. So he was in the kennel when I was at the Boca Raton with Gussie Iskowitz, and they bathed him. They're always such nice people over at the parking lot in Chicago on the Irving Park, and they put him in a Christmas bandana, and I can't take it off because it looks so cute. And the fact of the matter is that my dog, while a male, is not circumcised anyway. So what the fuck does it matter? You know what I'm saying? You know. What else can I talk about? Let's talk about my website, insanefilms.com. I posted, myself and my colleague, of course, posted a video that I made a while ago. What I'm doing is I'm video casting or vidcasting, and I bought another domain, vidcaster and videocasting.org, I think. And this is going to be RSS feeds of different videos. And it's already working, except the best way to view them is to subscribe on your iPod or some sort of an RSS business, RSS 2.0 with enclosures like the iPod business, like what you're listening to me on, for Christ's sake. So you want to subscribe to, get a pen and paper ready, or type it on the computer if you promise to do it. And you put in feeds, F-E-E-D-S dot feedburner dot com slash insane films. That's feeds dot feedburner dot com slash insane films. And you can see the latest post, which is called Thus Spake Sheshaldin, also known as Thus Spake Griselda. Griselda's her real name, but she decided that she was so fat she wanted to name herself after a mountain. Now, she's a friend of mine, and she likes to do strange things. She's made breast milk from cheese, well, attempted to. I can't say that it was successful. She can fart on cue, which is very unusual, and she teaches tennis. She runs marathons. Her website, sheshaldin.com, you must be very bored by now listening to this old Jewish lesbian go on and on for no reason other than to just take up time. You know, I'm watching the garage band. I don't know what these numbers mean. They certainly don't look like real numbers. It says 542, 543, 545. I guess those are seconds. But who's going to know what 547 seconds mean? I guess 600 seconds mean a minute. I mean 10 minutes. Maybe I'll stop talking at that point. Maybe I'll play music. Maybe I don't play music because I don't understand all this digital rights management and this crap. You know what I like to see, though? I would like to find out if the telephone works on here. Just tell me if you can hear this. No. Let's see. What can I call to see if it works? Let's call 525-6780. I don't know what that is. Let's call.
Hello, and thank you for calling Thoracic Hospital. Para Español, marque 4.
I don't think you can hear that. So, because I didn't see the little wavy things move. So we're not even going to do that. I need to find a way to tape things from my vagina. No. Oh, what's wrong with me? I keep talking about my vagina. Let's go back into the bedroom. Oh, maybe I'll run a bath or something. Or I can get out my foot soaker. Now, if you watch my videos on insanefilms.com, you'll see that that I like to soak my feet. And when I soak my feet, I sometimes use the foot soaker or the foot massager as a vibrator because it's rather fun. Hiya, baby. How are you? I'm talking to my dog. He's laying here. He's almost 13. He's going to have a bar mitzvah. And I'm working on getting Patty Elvis to sing for him for his bar mitzvah. And we're going to dance the doggy horror. You know, it's bizarre. I know I'm talking about nothing, but I can't stop. I can't stop this shit. Oh, I've got a Kabbalah book. This is a book by Gershom Scholem. I'm just going to open it up randomly and see what wisdom we have. Frankists in Central Europe joined forces with older Shabbatian groups, including the admirers of Eisbeschutz, and some Eisbeschutz's own son and grandchildren joined the Frankist group. In the 1760s, there was still an active Shabbatian propaganda. Christ, is this boring. Background of the movement. Now, I don't know if this is a bowel movement. Shabbatinism was the largest and most momentous messianic movement in Jewish history subsequent to the destruction of the temple and the Bar Kokhba revolution. Now, this temple business. When does the fiction stop and facts start? You know, I've never understood this in the Bible. I mean, we can all pretty much agree that the parting of the Red Sea is bullshit. But at some point, modern history became somewhat accurate. I mean, we know that there are certain realities about the religions that, you know, that Golda Meir parted the Dead Sea. We know about certain things. You know, we know about Hitler. We know about, what's his name? The fat one. Shelley Winters. We know about her and that she was the 37th plague, fat, which is still going on. And, of course, my favorite, Ethel Merman, and who I ate out. And, oh, my God, I have to tell you that story. That's a long story. Started in 1967, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to wait till my audience builds up, which is probably never going to happen. But I'm going to wait. I'm going to end this show now because I've just had it. I'm sitting at the desk right now, and I have this microphone. I'm still angry about the bus. And I would hope that you'll join in my protest of the Chicago Transit Authority. And you don't have to stop taking the bus, and you don't have to write letters. But just remember, if a CTA bus driver is rude to you, what you do is you write down the bus driver's number on her badge. And you write down the number of the bus, and you call 1-888-YOUR-CTA, and you say, "This fat bitch was mean to me, goddammit, and I want my money back," and see what they do. This has been Madge Weinstein and Yeast Radio on, what's today? The 16th of December, 2004, and it's a chilly 36 degrees in Chicago. Although dates don't really matter. I don't even know why people even bother with dates. It's dates on this yeast casting doesn't matter at all. Maybe I do have to shit. Let's try it before I stop this. Let's try shitting. Oy vey. Let me take off my panties. Oh, God, there's a duty stripe. Now, you see, I have this, I haven't been reporting to you long enough to really make you understand my issues. But on my teaser promo, I mentioned that we talk about what happens when you eat high-fiber cereal. And what happens is, unfortunately, you shit bricks. But shitting bricks is one thing. Nobody that I know doesn't enjoy a good brick shits. But the problem is, when you shit after eating high fiber, and the highest fiber cereal is, of course, Fiber One, with 25 grams per cup, I believe. Oh, here, maybe you can hear my sissy coming out. That was a little fart, a precursor to the duty. I don't know if that's going to happen for me or not, but we can try, and so I'll talk to you, gentle audience, in the meanwhile. Oh, my God, I'm out of toilet paper. All I have are paper towels. Oh, no. Oh, I think something's going to come out. Because I feel a little cramping. This may be the first actual bowel movement on a podcast. I mean, this is actually quite important here. Let's see. What was I going to say before I started shitting? The zodiac eclipses all of my thoughts sometimes because I start thinking, oh, what's going to come out of me now? Oh, I know, the Fiber One. So the Fiber One is a great shit. It comes whooshing out. It's nice and large. It feels like you gave birth. The problem is it has little shavings. It's like it's like compressed sand. It leaves Fiber One. It's like granules of Fiber One sand everywhere. And then you have to wipe about 73 times. I think I'm going to shit now. Let's see. I'm going to put the microphone a little lower so you can hear. So if you can't hear me talking, just listen quietly. It's coming out, I think. I can feel it. I'm crowning. Hold on. Oh, yeah, it's done. There's no turning back at this point, but it's not one of those I'm bloated and I need to shit shits. It's more like I'm bloated. Well, I guess I am bloated because I just said that. Let's see. Come on, push. Oh, wait. Here, I'll put the microphone behind me. Maybe that'll help. Okay, it's coming out. Oh, I think it's coming now. Okay, I'm going to put the microphone back. Don't go away. If you hear a plop, that's the one. Oh, fuck. I just hit the mirror with the back of the microphone, but we're still here. It's starting to leave. This is just like one of those gynecological movies where you see pussy on public television. And it's finally allowed. Those are the only times I got to see beaver shots. Oh, it's coming out. I think it's going to fall here. Listen. That was a small piece. Did you hear it? It went blip. Oh, that's exciting. The first bowel movement on podcasting. And I think this is something memorable. I really do. And that's the wonderful thing about this podcasting, or as I like to call it, yeast casting, because you can say whatever you want. I mean, who gives a shit? And once these files are distributed by the BitTorrent, bandwidth won't be an issue. So, sponsorship will just be a bonus, but not necessary at all, because it's all peer-to-peer, right? So that's the wonderful thing. That's really wonderful. So if you want to advertise, you can. Oh, that's just a few pebbles. That was just for your benefit, audience. I hope you, gentle audience, I hope you appreciate what I do for you. Okay, I'm wiping with the toilet paper. It hurts. Two wipes. Three wipes. Still isn't done. Let's try for four. Ugh. I don't know what I'm going to do for excitement next. Christ. Oy. Okay, here's the flush. Now, a good Fiber One shit will actually require a plunger of a flush. And when I'm at the label, I have to use the special cleaning woman's bathroom. Because otherwise, I just clog the toilets and make a stink. So Fiber One is good with yogurt. I got to get back in that routine. Anyway, I think that's about enough. Someday I'll start mixing up some tunes, but not tonight. This is Madge Weinstein saying good night, everybody, and eat my cunt out.